This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A Price County man is facing charges after being accused of defrauding the federal crop insurance program. According to a press release from the United States Department of Justice, 52-year-old Lance Meyer of Ojima was charged this week and could face up to 30 years in prison if convicted. The indictment accuses Meyer of submitting fraudulent bank statements to the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation in September of 2019. The investigation into the alleged fraud was conducted by the United States Department of Agriculture Office of Inspector General. The Duluth City Council began discussions on zoning and regulations for the recreational cannabis industry on Thursday. The Planning Commission says they expect to zone cannabis businesses just like any other business when sales can legally begin next year. City officials also say they plan to treat violations of those regulations the same way they would treat alcohol violations and could impose a $2,000 fine for businesses that sell cannabis without a valid registration. The council will vote on the ordinances on Monday. The Rice Lake City Council will review the 2023 budget audit report at their meeting on Tuesday. According to the report, the city ended 2023 with its assets exceeding its liabilities by over $100 million, and the ending fund balance was over $10 million. The fund balance is about $2 million lower than it was at the end of 2022, but the city also decreased its long-term debt by about $2.3 million. Rice Lake officials attributed much of that $2 million decrease to funding put into the Main Street reconstruction project. Ashland County could soon get a new post office in the town of Highbridge to replace the one that was shut down earlier this year. The previous post office was completely torn down over the summer, leaving residents without a working post office for months. Officials say the county and the United States Postal Service have come to a lease agreement for a small plot of land near the highway department's main shop facility, and construction work is already underway. The lease will bring in about $200,000 over the 25-year term. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting stronger vaccination numbers as the peak season for respiratory viruses arrives. According to DHS officials, slightly more Wisconsin residents have been vaccinated for the flu and COVID this year. The overall increase may not be much, but it is a positive development after seeing a decrease in vaccination rates across the state in recent years. Health officials are advising more residents to get their vaccinations as outbreaks of COVID and the flu begin to pop up across the state. As the weather starts to cool down for good, Chippewa Valley nonprofits that assist the unhoused population are growing concerned about their services. The Chippewa Valley has seen a sharp increase in homelessness over the last year, particularly in the Eau Claire area. That unhoused population increase has area nonprofits worried that they won't be able to offer enough services to ensure everybody has a safe place to sleep and a good meal to eat. A number of organizations that provide shelter services say they're already short on space. Superior school officials are looking to continue solid growth in the district after receiving some positive marks on this year's Department of Public Instruction report card. According to the report, five schools in the district improved their overall score from last year, and test participation rates reached 98%, which is about 3% better than the state average. Officials have keyed in on a number of goals for this school year, which includes closing the achievement gap for students with disabilities and students with economic disadvantages. A 75-year-old Cameron man was killed in Turtle Lake on Tuesday while trying to move a deer out of the road. According to Turtle Lake authorities, the man was driving a truck near Highway 8 and 2nd Street at around 5:40 on Tuesday night when he hit a deer. He then went into the road to remove the deer and was hit by two vehicles. When authorities responded, the man was pronounced deceased at the scene, and Highway 8 was closed for several hours. The Barron County District Attorney's Office is investigating the circumstances of the accident. With the gun deer hunting season getting underway this weekend, Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources officials are encouraging hunters to participate in their deer donation program. The program has been helping to stock food pantries across the state ahead of the holiday season for over 20 years, and hunters have donated over 94,000 deer since its inception. To donate a deer, hunters must field dress it, register it, and test it for chronic wasting disease, and then contact their local processor to ensure they have space. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for community input on the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The plan is updated every 5 years to ensure Wisconsin residents can take full advantage of the outdoor recreation options across the state and keep Wisconsin eligible for the Land and Water Conservation Fund State Assistance Program. A draft of the plan and the online public input form are available on the Department of Natural Resources website, and public comments will be accepted until December 15th. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers missing some players. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers host the 49ers at Lambeau Field, but head coach Matt LaFleur says they'll likely be without two of their best defensive starters. Cornerback Jaire Alexander has a torn PCL, suffered 3 weeks ago in Jacksonville. Then at Wednesday's practice, rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper pulled a hamstring.
Did not practice with Jaire and Edgerrin Cooper.
Any concern about Sunday for him?
Yes.
Kickoff at 3:25. College football, Wisconsin heads to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers at Memorial Stadium. Game time tomorrow, 2:30. Nebraska, 1.5-point favorites. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee.
Okay, we have an incredible team coming in. Indiana beat us, I think, 4 or 5 times last year. No. Way more. 7 times, 7, 8 times. We got to play defense. We got to move the ball. They want to play fast. We got to sprint back. We got to take guys serious. But we're trending towards the right direction right now, so I'm happy.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. So how do you stop getting offered annoying roles in rom-coms that pay you $15 million? If you're Matthew McConaughey, you make a stand and say no thank you and move your family to a ranch in Texas. On the Good Trouble podcast, McConaughey said he had to leave Hollywood because of rom-com roles. The Dazed and Confused star said it was a scary move, and at one point he thought he might have to get another job, like teach at a high school, until he found out they make nowhere near $15 million. Having summers off only goes so far. If your favorite Ghostbuster was Ray Stantz, this might bring you down. Dan Aykroyd says he has no interest in playing the role again. The Saturday Night Live alum and original cast member has played the character over the course of 40 years and says the franchise is in good hands with actors like Paul Rudd and Carrie Coon moving forward. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on The Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Burger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 40. This afternoon, the wind will be out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, low in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy again with a high in the upper 30s to near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.